Hello again from Hicksville. We didn't talk about the D'Artagnan Festival at Loupiac, which was on at the weekend, but I just thought I would mention, in case you didn't know, that it was his 350th anniversary of his death. He was, of course, a real person glorified by Alexandre Dumas, but since the Gers has started to attract tourists, they have been brushing up on their D'Artagnan history, and the event gets bigger and bigger every year, so it'll be the 13th and 14th of August next year. Of course, D'Artagnan was a real person. He was the fearless young swordsman from the provinces who was desperate to join the elite guard of the Musketeers, currently depicted in a new French film that is on in all our local cinemas. Now, I always had my favourite Musketeer, just like many of us had our favourite Beatle. For me, that was always George. I did not fall for the easy charms of Paul and John, and Ringo was more like a brother to me. My favourite Musketeer was Athos, the slightly mysterious, sophisticated one. So, if you like buckling your squash, as they say, buckling your swash in a blue and white tabard, and wearing a wide-brimmed hat with white feathers, that's the chaps, and the women like to dress up as wenches, women of easy virtue, then that's the event for you next year. For this week, from Wednesday to Saturday, the second festival of flamenco, with Yolanda Suna, who will be demonstrating the art of stamping her heels, clicking her castanets, keeping her upper body absolutely still, head held back proudly, putting all her passion into her face and her feet. There'll be photographs, demonstrations, participations, and most importantly, tapas and vino at the Hotel Continental in Condor, and you can get tickets for that from the tourist office. The Blues in Blues Jazz Festival in Lectoure comes to a close on Wednesday. Tonight, it's the intriguing duo Badoon, the grey-bearded poker-faced guy with his eyes hidden behind shades, and his wild-haired female sidekick. They're on at 20:30. Then tomorrow, a very, very, very full programme for the last day. At 5 o'clock, the Gascon Ball, brought to you by Regain, playing Gascon music using old Gascon instruments. At 8:30, Pompilius, a jazz quartet known as the Gersois Rock and Rollers, and the festival ends with Nico Wayne Toussaint, harmonica player and guitarist, born in France in 73. His whole family were musicians and he fell in love with the blues aged 15. Muddy Waters and James Cotton were his inspiration. He started the harmonica at 17. The coolest looking dude in his publicity photos. A tanned bald head wearing a tweed waistcoat over a shirt with the sleeves rolled up. I am definitely going. Well then, a complete change of mood, but still in Lectoure, so I recommend you stay the whole week or ask friends if you can sofa surf. The Festival of Music of the Spheres, beginning on Friday with a musical journey through the ages for flute and piano. All the concerts are at 7 o'clock at the interestingly named Collège des Doctrinaires. That's the conversion of an old people's home just across the road from the town. Flautist Fernando Huera will be playing with pianist Sibyl Noguer on Friday, early Baroque music to the 20th century. Then on Saturday, Julie Charles Mouillat will be joining Sibyl in a concert for four hands. That's also at 7. And on Sunday, Mathieu Saint-Martin, violinist, will be playing with Sibyl once again and showing his artworks, because art and music are often seen as symbiotic. And finally, on Monday, a lyrical recital of tunes from Verdi to Purcell with soprano Miriam Garcia and once again Sibyl Noguer at the piano. That promises to be a delightful festival. Price of entry, €16. And my goodness me, we've run out of time. So, au revoir, till next time.